103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe. There's an exciting new show getting ready to premiere tonight on TBS, already getting rave reviews, even being described as a feel-good, old-fashioned sitcom that brings magic to TBS. Get ready for Sullivan and Son. On the phone lines, I have a special guest from the amazing cast of Sullivan and Son. I'd like to welcome comedian Roy Wood Jr. to the show. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us, to speak with the listeners today about this exciting new show that's premiering tonight on TBS. And I know you've worked hard on the series, and now the world awaits for the premiere tonight, and we can see all that magic put together. So how you feeling today?
I'm in the loosest of moods. I'm glad I'm inside in some air conditioning. This heat is just slapping me in the face. Not fun at all. But yeah, we're going back to back tonight at 10 Eastern, 9 Central. The show is Sullivan and Son, and it's basically about a lawyer, a Korean-American lawyer who returns home to Pittsburgh to take over the family bar. And like my role in the show, I basically play one of his best friends, and I'm kind of one of the regulars down at the bar, and we trip out and, you know, help solve each other's problems and stuff like that.
Okay. Now what's the name of your character?
My character's name is Roy. How convenient is that?
Yeah, so Roy as Roy.
Yep. No different than Bill Cosby as Cosby or Martin as Martin.
Okay, so there's
some connection with comedians to do that.
I guess so. So there's never a confusion. No one can ever mess your name up then.
Well, let's hope not. I don't know. Some people figure out a way. You know, I love black folks, but you know, black folks will put an S on it. Roy's.
There's always someone. Now, the show has been compared to and described as an updated, diverse version of the classic show Cheers. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
Yeah, I think it's fair to an extent. You know, Cheers was 30 years ago, so right. It's hard to really lay something at the feet of something as classic as that. There are some influences and similarities in terms of the ensemble of the cast and the fact that it takes place in a blue-collar town. One of the writers on our show, one of the executive producers, is a guy by the name of Rob Long, who worked on Cheers from back in the day. But, you know, him, Peter Billingsley, as well as Vince Vaughn, who's one of the executive producers, I think they worked really hard from a creative standpoint to create a show that has its own identity. You know, if you've never seen Cheers, you'd like this show. And if you have, you'd get the general idea of where it's coming from, but you'd see where it's different. It's so much more up to date.
Okay. So we're definitely looking forward to the premiere tonight. Now, the setup is in Pittsburgh. Is the show actually being filmed in Pittsburgh?
No, we're doing everything on location in Burbank, California, on the lovely Warner Brothers studio lot. So if you see anything that looks like Pittsburgh, trust me.
It's
L.A.
Okay. and I'm partial. I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I had to ask that.
Oh, really? Amazing.
Yes, amazing.
You're a Steelers fan? Casual Steelers fan?
Yes, I definitely am.
Detroit Lions. Hey, see, y'all are doing way better than us. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan.
Okay.
And the Dolphins are horrible. There's no way. There's nothing even nice you can say about the Dolphins. The Dolphins are like that baby you see at church that you want to say something nice about, but you just look at it and go, yes.
Oh, you are terrible.
Let's say hard.
Well, you never know. The Dolphins may just come out of nowhere and wake up.
Well, anything's possible through prayer. That's what my pastor told me.
Yes, so and he's correct.
That's what I'm gonna keep doing.
He's definitely correct. What can the audience expect tonight without giving too much away, of course, because we want everyone to tune in? Can you give us a sneak peek of what to expect for the premiere?
I think people can really look to see just genuine homely comedy. You know, there's nothing fake about the show. And, you know, with it being an array of cast members, you know, we have an Arab American on the show. There's plenty of Koreans on the show because the star of the show himself is half Korean.
Okay.
So, you know, and hats off to TBS for being a network that gives something like this an opportunity to breathe.
Definitely.
I would say, you know, show for show, that TBS probably is one of the most you know, minority supportive networks out there right now.
It really is. You know,
I think people can expect to laugh hard. I think they can expect some fun laughs, some edgy laughs. The show definitely doesn't play the middle of the road.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the cast members for the series.
There's plenty of people. Dan Loria, who was one of the, he was the father on The Wonder Years.
Oh, yes.
He plays Dee's father. We have Christine Ebersole, who's won Tonys on Broadway. I mean, just an amazing talent in and of itself. There's Brian Doyle Murray, who kind of plays the old curmudgeon, kind of the, you know, basically an Oscar the Grouch type, if you will.
Okay.
And, you know, people may know Brian Doyle Murray from, you know, his time in Caddyshack. And there's also Jodie Long as well. And Jodie plays Steve's mother. So it was a great cast, and they worked really hard. And, you know, I'm just very excited about it all.
Yeah, so tonight, 10 o'clock on TBS. Make sure you're tuned in. And it is back-to-back episodes going on tonight.
Yes, ma'am. And it's every Thursday at 10 after that.
All right. On the phone lines, comedian Roy Wood Jr. Is this your acting debut?
Yeah, this is my first time. You know, and I've done so much, like, just stand-up comedy on television, so
right.
I'm comfortable in front of the camera. But when you look with, like, acting is just a totally different beast, because when you're doing stand-up, it's just you. There's no one else to answer to. Like, the only thing I can compare it to is if you were a singer and you were a solo artist for a decade, and then you had to sing in a choir.
Mm.
So the success of the project really banks on everyone else being good and being prompt and being rehearsed, and that's the element of it that took some getting used to initially, because, you know, the only acting I'd done before this was my church Easter pageant.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, that and the Christmas pageant.
Okay.
The Christmas pageant, I didn't even get to play Joseph. You know, that's the star role. I had to be one of the wise men, bringing the frankincense.
Well, at least you were seen and had a role in there.
Nuh-uh. I wanted to be a star, okay?
Oh.
My child, Mr. Royce, is a star. That's
well,
the
now,
other word.
Yes, the star.
My baby's a star. Why my baby can't be Joseph in the manger? Why he got to be one of the wise men again? Every year he a different wise man.
But see, now here's your chance. Now you can be a star. If we can switch hats for just a moment, let's talk about you. Now, you have entertained millions on stage, television, and even radio, which we'll talk about that in just a moment. And you've appeared on and performed on everything from Late Night with David Letterman and Def Comedy Jam, Conan. You were a finalist on Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central, and just a little bit of everything. When did you get your big break?
I got my big break, I'd say, for me, it was definitely David Letterman. You know, I'd done a lot of television up until that point.
Okay.
But that was the one thing that separated me from the pack, especially as a black comedian, because as a black comic, you're working hard to kind of paint yourself in the light that you're not typical run-of-the-mill, because it seems like, how can I put it? It seems like the expectations of black comics are lower in Hollywood. I hate to say it, but, you know, without getting into specific programs, but they traditionally associate all black comedians with a particular style, and it's hard to break out from that stereotype without a really respected mainstream television credit. And for me, Letterman was the first credit that did that for me.
Okay.
And that got me in the door into meetings. That's the credit that got me auditions for years and years for other shows that I was never cast in, but that sooner or later, those casting directors, they remember you. They constantly call you back in, and sooner or later, they call you back in on something that they love, you for, and you get the part, and you end up on TBS.
All right. Well, now who are some of your influences?
I'd say right out the gate, Chris Rock,
okay.
Probably more so than anyone else. Chris Rock and George Carlin.
Okay.
Primarily because, you know, my comedy is somewhere in, I don't want to say that range, but I believe comics can only do one of two things, either talk about themselves or talk about what they see. and I'm a talk about what I see guy.
Okay.
And, you know, Chris Rock talks about what he sees. George Carlin did the same thing. You know, there's not a lot of, you don't know a lot about Chris Rock's personal life.
Right.
You know what his opinions are of everything, but you don't know a lot about him as a person. And I've always been that type of comedian. So guys who perfected that model are generally the ones that I gravitated towards. Same thing goes for Paul Mooney as well. I love a lot of Paul Mooney.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, D.L. Hughley now in the present sense, his comedy probably in the past 7 to 10 years has really went through a refinement process that I'm liking. So, you know, I have him under the microscope too.
Okay. Well, those are some good choices. Now, aside from comedy, you're also well known for your prank calls, which can be heard on several national radio shows, and they are truly hilarious, and I recommend that you don't drive and listen to those at the same time.
No. The prank calls can get a little violent. People are rude. They can pull that up. My website, RoyWoodJr.com, Wood, no S, WoodJr.com. There's plenty of stuff on there people can listen to and download. I've been yelled at. I've seen people, like, threaten me from across the grocery store. I forgot what you did to me. And I'm like, that wasn't me. I was just playing a character. It was a joke. And more importantly, it was 4 years ago. Why are you still mad?
Well, some of those pranks can get a little...
But to me, the best pranks that I've done aren't the ones where people are yelling at me. It's the ones where I can see how long can I keep this person on the phone with something stupid. I called a burglar bar company. I think this one's on, it may be on my website. If not, it's on YouTube. I called a burglar bar company and told them I couldn't afford a car alarm, so I wanted to put burglar bar doors on my Cadillac. So I want that big steel security door on the front part of my Cadillac. And then I opened that door to get to the main car door. Guy said that he would do it for $250, bring it by so he could look at it.
Wow. Without a problem.
I don't even think that's possible, sir. I don't think the logistics of that.
But he said for $250, he would make that possible.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Now, do you come up with the concepts for the pranks?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's all me. You know, we've called gas stations and asked them to have, I tried to organize a celebrity barbecue at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to set up the grill right by the gas pumps. That way the celebrities could talk to the people while they pump their gas.
And how did that go over?
Man, you crazy. You ain't gonna kill me. People are just crying on the phone like I'm gonna pull up with an open flame. Like, you tell the guy was getting ready to call the police on three-way. I'm like, I didn't say I'm coming down there now.
So that's when you got to kind of end the joke and let them know that they're being pranked.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Yeah, at that point, yeah.
It's hilarious. Definitely check it out on YouTube or go to the website RoyWoodJr.com. And you also have nationally released prank call CDs out as well. Are you in the works for another one?
Yeah, we're going to try and knock out one more before the end of the year. The production on the sitcom actually pushed back my production schedule for everything. But I'm looking at, you know, probably a September, October release for that. That's probably going to be my best bet.
Okay, so definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So you're keeping quite busy. And, of course, tonight the new comedy series Sullivan and Son premieres on TBS 10 o'clock. Are there any other ventures that you would like to let the listeners in on?
That's it right now. You know, we're also on a comedy tour right now with the with Sullivan Son. Nothing in Western Michigan as of right now.
Aww.
I know we have Chicago next week. I know that's a couple hours drive. If the guys want to come to Chicago next Thursday through Sunday, we'll be at Up Comedy Club.
Okay.
Other than that, you'll just have to wait for me to come back to Grand Rapids in the winter.
Okay. Well, we'll be on the lookout for that, and hopefully that will be soon. For the latest updates, information on your projects, aside from your website, can they log on to Twitter? Or is there anywhere else that people can keep updated?
Yeah, my Twitter is at Roy Wood Jr. Roy Wood, J-R, at AOL. No. It's just Roy Wood Jr. is my Twitter. Roy Wood, J-R is my Twitter. That's my Facebook. that's everything that I am online. It's just RoywoodJr. It's either .com, Twitter/MySpace/Facebook/. Hell, I probably even still got a Black Planet page up that I haven't checked.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in years.
All right. Maybe we should keep it that way.
But you're accessible. And do you tweet back?
Oh, absolutely. You should see my timeline this morning on Twitter. It's mayhem of me just going back and forth with people. So, yeah, I definitely chat it up with everyone.
All right. Well, we are encouraging everyone to tune in to Sullivan and Son tonight. We want to get those big numbers, big ratings tonight. TBS, 10 p.m. back-to-back episodes are going on. Is there anything else that you want to let the listeners in on with you or with the show or why they should tune in tonight?
Hey, just watch it. Give it a chance. I think you'll be pleased within the first 5-6 minutes. And enjoy yourself and have yourself, you know, a new Thursday night tradition.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be tuned in. Thank you once again for taking time out of your schedule to speak with us. And we will definitely tune in to Sullivan and Son tonight. And don't forget to check out the website, RoywoodJr.com, to learn more about the latest projects and listen out for those prank calls as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. You take care.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Have a good day. Keep it locked more on the way inside the Midday Cafe.
Taxi driver.